Hello, welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 277, the special Center of the City edition. We started things off this week with a track by Red Kate. That song is called Pink Sweater, and that's on the band's album When the Troubles Come. That was released back in August of last year on Replay Records, a band out of Kansas City, Missouri, and a band that'll be playing the Center of the City Fest this coming weekend. This is the whole podcast is devoted to this week, and I've got a special guest in the studio with me here. I've got Thad Nugent here, who is one of the organizers of the festival. And I'm going to go ahead and switch his mic on here and get him involved in this conversation as well. All right, Thad, thank you very much for being here today.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me.
I'd like you to tell me a little bit more about the festival. When is this and where is this?
Center of the City Fest is it's next weekend on April 4th, 5th, and 6th, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Black and Gold Tavern, Vandals, as it's being called now, I believe. We do it, start at 7 o'clock, I believe, on Friday and Saturday, and then 6 o'clock on Sunday. This year we've opened up a stage in the back, so we'll have two live stages going on, inside and outside.
All right, and this is your third year of doing the fest, right?
Yes, it's our third year. Yes, sir.
And is this the looks to be the biggest one yet? You've got over 30 bands playing?
Yes, a lot of bands. I think 34 is the total count.
All right.
I believe.
Let's jump in with one of the bands playing there. This is the Bad Ideas with the song What You Got, Dr. Donnelly.
Great.
Attracted to you, I wish I knew why I wanna be with a guy like you.
What you got?
I got a guy who grants me all my wishes.
What you got?
I got a guy who does the dirty dishes. He don't got a job and make no money, but he likes me a lot and he calls me honey. I wish I knew what makes me attracted to you. I wish I knew.
Please, I need to make some money.
Till the bad outweighs the good,
quick little set there, ending things off with Molotov Latte. That song is called It, and that's on the band's album Built for Speed, which they released back March of 2012, a band from Springfield, Missouri. And before that, The Bad Ideas with What You Got, Dr. Donnelly. That's from the band's first album, Lesson Number One, which they put out back in 2013. They have got a new split release that they just finished recording with Red Kate, who started the show off. So lots of interesting things happening there. This is the special Center of the City edition of the podcast. We're talking here with Thad Nugent, one of the organizers of the festival.
Hey, hey.
And we heard three bands there, one from Springfield, two from Kansas City, and it looks like this festival is all local and regional acts. Why is that?
The whole festival is basically local music. All these bands that are coming in from out of town are bands that come through here and really support our local scene on a regular basis. This whole festival is really about the local scene coming together and being one. We're not out to make money. We're not out trying to, make money. Basically, it's for a good time.
So you didn't reach out to Reunited Negative Approach or Offer
no.
or something like that to try to
No, absolutely not. This is all local music. It's local Midwest music. For us, it's for us and by us, and it's just a fun festival. It's a good excuse to get everybody together and have a great party.
All right. And you said you're not trying to make money on this. I see it's 3 days and it's $7 a day. Is mm-hmm. that right?
Yes, sir. And all that money is going straight to the bands, just like it should be.
All right. Well, let's dig back into some music here. I'm going to play a track from Stiff Middle Fingers next. They're a Lawrence band, and they were just recently added to the lineup. Is that right?
Stiff Middle Fingers. I believe somebody had to drop off, and we were lucky enough to be able to pick them up. They're a great band out of Lawrence. They're just amazing, actually. Very solid. Always put on a great show, and we were lucky enough that they could come out.
Great.
On such short notice.
The song we're going to play is called Love Song. It's on the band's album Enemies with
Great
Benefits
song.
EP. That came out September of 2012. Since then, they've released a live album. They recorded at the Replay, and I know they're constantly trying to get back into the studio to record more.
Mm-hmm.
So but let's go back here. This is, as I said, Stiff Middle Fingers with Love Song.
Yeah.
don't know that you can win this game. There are other people who will never tire of that rat race known as the pursuit of power. Heard it all before, guess I'll hear it again. Because the people's friends are the reason you're mad. I hope you take a name that you climb that ladder. People who get stepped on tend to carry daggers.
All of us are another human being. All of us are another human being. All of us are another human being. All of us are another human being.
I'll never trust another human being. Never look again.
After a couple of blistering songs there, ending things off with The Itch with the song Pursuit of Power. That is from Tales of Hard Luck and Woe, which was released on We Rock Records back in September of last year, a band out of Joplin, Missouri. You can catch them, I think, on Saturday at 10 o'clock playing on the indoor stage. Before that was Stiff Middle Fingers with the song Love Song, and Stiff Middle Fingers are playing on Sunday at 9:45. On Sunday, all the bands are indoors. Let's see. Now, let's go ahead and get a little bit of the business out of the way. Let you know how the Too Much Rock podcast works. It's usually pretty simple. I get new music every week, and then I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. This is a little special week, though. In the last couple of weeks, I've collected music from bands playing the Center of the City Fest, saved them up, picked the song I like the best, and then played it here on the podcast. And we've been through, oh, I don't know, five or six of those bands so far. And I've got about four more for you. But here to explain a little bit more about the festival, I do have Thad Nugent here with me. Tell me, Thad, this weekend, it is the Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Yes, sir.
This festival occurs at the same time as Kansas City's other festival, the Middle of the Map Festival, just down the street.
Yes, it does.
And it's been that way all 3 years, correct?
Yes, it has. This festival actually kind of started, not to dog Middle of the Map or any of the bands that are involved in Middle of the Map. What they do is good. It's great for the music scene, but it's not what we're about. It's all about they're over there to make money. They're over there to get people to come out to bars and spend money, whereas we're just out to have a good time. We started the festival kind of out of frustration through the whole middle of the map. It's hard to find a show that weekend. All the venues are booked. Everybody's doing that. It's taken a lot away from the real local bands that are just want to get out there and play.
Was there also a concern initially that some of the bands that play that have been invited to play Center of the City just aren't invited to play Middle of the Map?
Yeah, a lot of the bands that play Center of the City, they're not what you would call mainstream. Not a lot of people are going to show up to listen to these people. But it's music that we love. You know, it's this raw, gritty punk rock that a lot of people just can't stomach. But for me, it sends chills straight down through my bones.
Okay. You know? And there are a couple of bands that are playing both festivals, I think.
Yeah, there's a few of them. You know, like I said, it's great. What Middle of the Map is doing is great, and we can't dog it. But this is kind of the antithesis of that festival. It's about getting together. It's about community. It's about friendship, and not about the music industry and making money.
And that's a good lead in into the next track I'm going to play. It's the band Hipshot Killer. This mm-hmm. band, and I guess the folks in this band, have been around in the Kansas City scene making noise for 20 years, probably. I mean,
yeah,
it's just
definitely
been about that long for Mike and Chris.
Mike is actually one of the original founders of Center of the City Fest. Him and my bassist from Smash the State, Matt Warner, were the original ones with the idea, and they got this first one set up, I believe, in 2 days it took them. And this year it's been 4 months we've been working on this thing. So they might he might be a little more efficient than we are.
Well, it's a labor of love either way. So
yes, it is.
Let's go ahead and play a track. This is Hipshot Killer with the song Silence on the Line.
Mouth watering, put hand down.
Set of punk rock started off by Hipshot Killer with the song Silence on the Line. That was on the band's self-titled album, which they put out themselves back in April of 2011, band out of Kansas City, Missouri. And then we followed that up with The Racketees with the song Anthem for the American Food Service Worker. That was on a split 7-inch with the Shittiots, who are from Omaha and will also be playing at the Center of the City Fest. Hipshot Killer are headlining the outside stage on Saturday at 11:30. Shittiots are playing on... midnight on Friday night inside, and Racketees are playing on Sunday at 10:30 p.m. inside. I understand the Racketees have just signed to a label, is that right?
Yeah, they got signed to Little Class Records. It's located here in Westport. Founder Jody Hendricks from Them Damned Young Livers signed them, good Lord, about a couple months ago. They just really opened their doors, the record company at least, just really opened their doors a couple weeks ago. Yeah. And I believe they just got the Racketees record out to press just recently, and it should be out here in the next month or two.
All right. I actually talked to Jody about that, and I'm going to have him on the podcast in a couple months' time, just before that comes out, to understand everything that's going on over there. It's a very interesting label that's handling some management, promotions, recording, all sorts of things. So we'll have Jody in here to dig on that one a little later.
They're doing great, great things for this city and our music scene.
Well, we're way over time here, so let me go ahead and wrap things up. Let folks know that they've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 277, the Center of the City podcast edition. I've been your host, Sid Souter. You've been joined by Thad Nugent. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And, if you want more information about the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at TooMuchRock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on any of your favorite social media outlets, including Twitter, at Sid Much Rock. Looking at the Too Much Rock calendar, lots of things coming up this week. You're going to find, obviously, Middle of the Map Fest from the 3rd to the 5th, and Center of the City Fest from the 4th through the 6th. Shrivon's playing at the Brick on the 12th. Richard Buckner has a house show on the 22nd. Email me if you want to know where that one is. Waxahachie playing at Czar on the 23rd. The 25th, Churches is playing some free show at the Midland for the Buzz, I think. The 28th, Hold Steady playing at the Tank Room at one of the Eggs and Kegs shows if you want to get drunk in the morning. And I think it's a Monday morning, so it's a fine time to get drunk. On the 28th that night, they're playing with Deer Tick at the Granada. On the 30th, Ghost Mice are playing at Art Closet, and that's going to be a wonderful show. So that's what April looks like. We've got time for one more track here. I'd like to play something by Smash the State.
All right.
What track sounds good to you?
Oh, why don't we pop on Whiskey Night Bar Fight? That seems to be one of my favorite. It's about going out to shows and drinking too much whiskey.
That sounds like exactly what Center of the City should be all about, right?
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much for listening. We'll talk again next week.
Devil's four shots, started its ride. The edge over my shoulder, it's been a threat. The Lord has shot me off tonight. The tonight is gonna end in a lie. With a whiskey night, we'll die. One more shot.
Slender God, I won't start a fight.